Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 52. I did some research on your own trauma healing method called floating. Don't you see a problem that there is a therapist between the two floating participants? Because they also project their core conflict on the therapist, what makes the therapist an equal participant. I think this is especially true for people that have experienced a lot of manipulation. Do I see that wrong? Well, unfortunately, my second book, The Floating Handbook for Therapists, has not yet been translated to English. This would most probably clarify all these questions. So I try to explain that. There's no problem like that. I assume that you have not experienced this process, and yes, it's good that you ask. What I'm doing, or what the therapist is doing, he's in any way avoiding the relationship between him and one of the two participants. Yeah, so he's directing the energy only to the other participant. So that what you describe does not happen, because the focus will be completely directed to the other participants, and then the system will bring up their projections and emotions in relation to the other participant and not in relation to me. And yes, you have not seen yet how this is being done, but as soon as you see, you will see that this problem is not there. If it would be there, then I had constantly to work on the relationship between me and the participants, and that's not true. I offer this online. You can check it out, and then you make the experience yourself. It's better to try something out than to think about too much. And what you write is probably a projection of your experience of manipulation, and by projecting this, you don't get in contact. So again, try it out if you want. Try it out, and then you see if this is a problem or not. I say it's not a problem. Otherwise, this method wouldn't work so great.